Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Carson Kyle is co-founder of Burnham Nationwide, and we've been having a great visit with him so far. Carson, thanks again for being here. BurnhamNationwide.com, right? B-U-R-N-H-A-M, Nationwide.com.
That's right.
All right. All right. So check that out, folks. In Chicago, but you work all over the country. So I want to ask folks, Carson's business is helping people who are building structures primarily get the permitting done, all the different kinds of permitting, dozens and dozens of different permits on everything under the sun, especially the bigger the town, bigger the city, the more permits, I'm sure. So as you've done this over your career, how much graft have you run into? You know, we see the movies and the television programs, Carson, right, where the building inspector is taking a kickback or whatever. How much of that have you run into in your career?
Oh, you know, there's, you know, certainly I think everybody can read about that stuff in the papers, and certainly in every city from San Francisco to Chicago to New York, there's been incidences of that. I think that's definitely what Burnham has been about, is to kind of combat that. And definitely anybody, I mean, the perception, whatever right or wrong, is that anybody that's dealing with government, potentially the only way that anybody can actually work with government is to be doing things under the table. And Burnham has been exactly about not doing that. We've always said that, hey, this process of getting a permit is really nothing more than making sure that the architect and the contractor and the building owner and the landlord and everybody on the team gets information put together and delivered to the appropriate authority. And we've worked on hiring people and developing processes that get information to and fro everywhere as effectively as possible.
But in general, you would say that the fraudulent, the under the table stuff is a minority example.
I guess Jim, I want to be emphatic about the fact that you know, whatever happens, and certainly whatever I don't think would have worked. You know, Burnham's about helping people build whatever safe and effective and efficient buildings, and definitely that gets done by you know, getting the appropriate documentation together. And we've known very early on that if our business is going to scale, that our ability, if we're going to just work on
you got to do it the straight way. I never doubt that for a second. But that doesn't mean that you don't run into it. So all right, I want to move over and talk about how you're getting your business prepared for the 21st century. One of the things that you guys do, your model, your business model, is as an outsourced resource.
Yeah, so I'd like you back to that. Back to it, definitely, we're an outsourced resource, and definitely, even the hint that we're going to do something inappropriate would be fatal to our business. People do not want to be embarrassed. If you're AT&T or if you're any large corporation, you don't want to worry about some guy with a cell phone
that's
picking
right.
somebody up over at the city. And that's
right.
exactly what Burnham is not about. We walk in every municipality with, you know, our blue shirts, and definitely we are solid agents to everybody on the team.
Right.
And with that, that's one of our core principles. And, like, you know, when we were talking about, you know, mistakes and stuff, anytime that we get away from our core principles, that's when we'll have big trouble. So
what are you doing? What's your biggest effort right now to take your company into the rest of the 21st century?
I think like everybody is doing, is we're really trying to listen to our customers, which, you know, that's seems easier than said, but certainly there's a lot of voices coming out of that, back to, you know, what we do is get information, you know, to and from everybody. What we're trying to do is, you know, utilize a lot of the tools that are out there, and a lot of the tools, I mean, in the construction, a lot of the tools out there in the construction industry that are coming into the marketplace are, you know, online drawing collaboration.
Right.
There's, you know, certainly a lot of ways to actually there's a lot of ways that everybody can exchange information that's different than it was, whatever, yesteryear, mm-hmm. yesterdecade, and we're working really hard to try to incorporate that into our service offerings so that it, once again, makes it easier for people to get building permits. And definitely, you know, all these places.
So you're having to make sure that your adoption of technology is at least on par with, if not a little bit ahead of your customers, what they expect of you.
Yeah, and there's some challenges with that too. I mean, definitely at the end of the day, you know, the city of whatever, any town, Massachusetts maybe they use whatever carbon copied form,
right.
And then, you know, there's other places that do have, you know, a web based application. But I tell you for sure that, you know, all whatever 5,000 and some municipalities throughout the country aren't going to be the same, and trying to normalize that is kind of a challenge. But you know, we are.
The thing is your challenge would have been your customer's challenge, so they can drop that on your lap, and you take care of that for them. That's why that's how you make a living.
Adam, you got it. That's right,
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah. I need the website one more time.
Burnham, Burnham, nationwide.com.
All right. And so now, when you say nationwide, do you have projects all over the country?
We have projects all over the country. We have offices. You know, we started off in Chicago. We have another office right downtown in Manhattan across from the building department.
Right.
We have an office in San Francisco,
That's a pretty handy
LA.
Place. Congratulations on that one. Hey Carson, good job today. Will you come back?
Well, let me know, Jim. You call me anytime.
All right. Well, enjoyed having you here. Thanks for being here. Carson Kyle, ladies and gentlemen, co-founder of Burnham Nationwide. We'll get him back another day and see how things are going, maybe in a few months or a year or so. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.